Some musicians who have reached the pinnacle of mastery have a quiet, humble side, as WRTI's Meredy Duddleston finds out.
After a long career yielding 4 Grammys and a mountain of albums, jazz pianist McCoy Tyner is recognized around the world. On a visit to WRTI, the renowned performer and composer, who's inspired a generation of well-known artists, says given just one musical choice, he'd listen to himself. Why? You might be surprised.
I can learn something, too. Give me a break.
Tyner grew up in West Philadelphia, and as a teenager made some significant connections here. 2 of them can be traced to a musical family with a piano living on Van Pelt Street in the mid-1950s. Tyner's future wife, Aisha, was part of that family. John Coltrane visited the Van Pelt Street home, too, and befriended the teenager. Later, Tyner became part of his quartet, and then in the mid-60s struck out to find his own direction, one that explored African, Asian, and Latin influences, spirituality, a percussive left hand, and sophisticated chords. Now in his 70s, Tyner evidences a mature curiosity.
We keep learning as we go along in this life, and that's all we can do. We can practice, we can expose ourselves to a lot of things, sound-wise. Beautiful melodies, orchestras, bands, vocalists.
After years of listening and learning and creating, Tyner says the thing is to have the courage to admit what you don't know.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.